Hi, thanks for holding. Is this George?
This is George.
Oh, hi, George. My name's Tina, and I'm one of the technicians in the department that handles pricing for your area. How are you?
I'm good. Who are you with?
I'm with Local Splash. You were just talking to Tara regarding the search engine listing for your business on Google and Bing, and she transferred you over. What was that?
Yeah, Local Splash. That's kind of a unique name.
Yeah, it is. It's we're a premier partner to Google, and what we specialize in is splashing your business everywhere on the first page of Google so that we can get your phone ringing with new business, right? Because if not, you know, people that are looking for your services can't find you, right? And this is something that will fix that for you. Now, I'm looking at the notes, though, and it's saying that you're semi-retired right now. Is that the case?
No, I'm fully retired.
Oh, you're fully retired. So you're just looking to kind of supplement that income a little bit on the side here and there?
Yes. I'm living off my retirement, not my Social Security, my retirement. I wasn't, you know, I spent too much time, you know, raising hell and all the other stuff that goes along with the raising hell.
Right.
So I failed to put as much into my retirement as I needed to.
Oh,
so,
I see.
Yeah. So I want to retire. So I'm doing that right now. I'm using that retirement. Plus, I'm supplementing my retirement with my HVAC knowledge. So if this will kind of keep me afloat for the next year and 10 months, then I can get my full-blown Social Security, which is a substantial amount a month.
Nice. That's smart. I never thought about doing that. That's
no,
really
that's stupid.
Smart.
That's stupid. I should have climbed up the ladder faster when I was younger and put more money away.
Exactly. But it's smart to try to hold off on getting the Social Security until you get the maximum. You know what I mean?
Well, it's desperation. I mean, you know, I've already had 4 heart attacks. But
never know.
Be my luck. My luck. Yeah, I'll live till 93 now.
There you go. I love it.
So I wanna have the money to do that.
Yes. So I wanna let you know that we have a lot of businesses that are fully retired and even semi-retired that use this program. And the reason being is it's a month-to-month subscription. So if you only need it for a couple of months, or in your case, if you need it for a little bit over a year, the nice thing about it is you can use it to supplement your income, get some solid jobs here and there, and kind of pay as you go. Once your full-time retirement kicks in, obviously you call us and you discontinue the service. That way you don't have to pay for a service that you're not using, right? So I can actually put you into our legacy rate pricing, which is a 50% reduction off of our regular rate. And it'll set everything at a flat rate month to month of just $299. The program comes with a one-time setup fee of $99 to get you programmed in, so the initial investment would be $398. And what that
right, that is way out of my price range, way out. The money that I have to pay Angie's List right now, and then also for the lead, that's not even a doable deal. Now, if I was guaranteed, you know, I could run 2 or 3 service calls a day, I might be able to do it. But, you know, with no guarantees of what kind of an income or how many calls I'm going to have, it's just I don't have the assets. I mean, I don't have the money right now to invest in something like that. And besides that, you're about 3 times as high as everybody else.
Well, I want to let you know, George, and thank you for relaying that, because I can see if they would allow me to put something together for you along the lines of making things more affordable to kind of offset some of the money that you've spent with Angie's, because we deal with a lot of the Angie's lead clients, And what some of them do is they put their leads on pause for a couple of weeks so they could try a program like this. And then what they find is that the revenue that they're getting being on the first page of Google is blowing the revenue out of the water from anything they can get off of Angie Leads. And pretty soon they're saving a ton of money because they don't even have to buy leads anymore, because why would you when people are calling you directly? You know, and I want to let you know that because we deal with so many of their clients, overall, they're a really good program, but they're the other side of the coin. They're a lead generation program. So what they do is they sell that lead to you and to everybody out there, meaning there's nothing exclusive about it. Oftentimes people tell me that they're running all over town bidding on all this work, and sometimes they're even getting a bogus lead in an incorrect category, or that's 150 miles away and they just got charged for it. So I don't talk to a lot of people that get paid jobs off of Angie's, but for the ones that did, do you know how they told me they got the job?
No, how did I get it?
They told me they had to minimize their rates the lowest because the people that were calling were a bunch of price shoppers just looking for the cheapest rate. I felt so bad for this contractor I talked to several months ago. He said he was about $2,000 deep into his lead fees with Angie's. He was bidding on all this work, and he kept getting undercut. So finally he undercut his own pricing, and he took on a bathroom remodel. But by the time he counted up the material cost, he actually lost money on the job. And you and I both know that that's not a smart business practice, right? So that's the beauty of a program like this, is it's going to attract the luxury high-end clients, people that are willing to spend a top dollar for a quality service, as opposed to people that are out there price shopping. Because when you think about it, the only reason someone's going to Google for your service is if they do have an immediate need to hire you, you know, so that's the difference. So here's what I'm thinking, George. I can ask them if they would allow me to put you into the friends and family pricing to kind of offset some of the money that you have going out. What that would do is it would waive your setup fee altogether, and it would reduce the monthly fee down to just $249. So if I could get that authorized, it's going to save you $150 today, plus it'll save you $50 each month moving forward. And I think that that $249, if you were to calculate it out, it comes to only $8 a day to increase your business. Okay?
Right.
So you're in Independence, which is a highly competitive area for what you do, and I don't know if Tara shared this with you or not, but I want to let you know that just over the last 30 days in your area, there were 978 searches done just on Google in the keywords that relate to your category. So that tells me that there's a solid book of business in your backyard. The problem is, you know, you have a weak internet presence right now, so it's slipping through your fingers, and this is something that's going to put you front and center, get your phone ringing with new clients, and fix that for you. Okay, but my question to you is, if I could get this authorized to get everything going for just $249 out the door, I'm sure that that's more than fair enough to give you the opportunity to try this for a couple of months, and that way you can see how well it works, right?
No, no, not at all. You totally missed the line here. So now let me educate you a little bit. Your numbers are bogus. I am in the HVAC and refrigeration field.
Yes.
Very few people do what I do. So I don't get any price shopping. When people call me, they're usually at their, well, I'll give you a prime example, the lady that I just went on. She had had three people out there, and none of them had fixed it. I went and fixed it. Okay? So that, I'm not putting in a bathtub. I'm not changing the screen door. I'm not changing the locks on your house. I'm not installing a couple of windows or anything like that. And I'm not pulling your toilet. I do HVAC and refrigeration. You know, it's kind of like You know, you don't go to a dermatologist if you have heart problems. So anyway, I feel like that I am more in demand. You know, people just don't know who I am and where I'm at. But I can go to ADIQ for $156 a month. They're going to do the same thing that you're proposing to do for me. So where do you have the advantage over them?
So
they don't work.
With AdIQ, they're not a premier partner to Google. So you have to be very careful, George, because it's not all apples to apples. There's tens of thousands of businesses out there that will call you and say they can put you on the first page of Google. Sometimes it's two guys in a basement that get together and try to do programming, right? Or sometimes it's a company that's outsourcing their calls to India or the Philippines, where if you try to get a hold of right, it's impossible. Yeah. So the beauty of our program is we're 100% U.S. domestically based, so we're easy to reach. But also, we've earned a premier partnership with Google. There's only 7 companies in the entire nation that has a premier partnership, and we happen to be one of them. And what that means is that Google actually has a support staff on site for us. So anytime you deal with a premier partner to Google, you'll also get that extra support staff available for your business. And that company happens to be one that, you know, I haven't heard anything favorable about. I'm never one to talk negatively about another company because it's just a matter of ethics. But again, that happens to be one that I don't hear, you know, anything good about from the people that tell me that they've used them. Now, have you tried their service or have you just talked to them initially or?
I talked to him yesterday and I felt like I stepped in a bear trap. I could not get the guy to leave me alone. He was very adamant that I needed to do something with him while he was on the phone. And I finally had to get rude with him and you know, and just flat tell him. And yes, he was Iranian. I mean, you know, he had that accent you couldn't understand. You know, at least you, I could understand you.
Yes. Yes.
So,
yeah, you know, it's not even a matter of understanding. Of course that helps, but it's a matter of, let's say you signed up with a company like that and after paying them $149 for 2 or 3 months, you're not getting anything and you call them and you try to cancel. And let's say they are outsourcing calls to India or the Philippines or Iran or something like that and you can't get a hold of them. You kind of get in that situation where you're kind of stuck with it, you know? And that's the beauty of our program is that we are here Monday through Friday from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. your time. We're very easy to reach. If you ever have an issue, you get straight through to a technician. Another thing that sets us apart is because we're a premier partner to Google, Google also allows us to bundle our services with Facebook ads. So I don't know if you've ever realized this or not, but if you look up anything online, chances are next time you go to your Facebook, there's going to be an ad for that popping up. That doesn't happen by accident. That happens because the search engines are tracking what people in your area are searching for, right? So if, you know, our program helps you get business not only from Google and Bing and the mobile platform, meaning that you'll come up from the iPhones, the Androids, the tablets, and the voice-activated devices such as Alexa, but it also helps you get business from the social media platform. So one thing you could do to make things a little bit more affordable, if you like this and you're thinking that the numbers are way off, is I could remove the small budget for the Facebook ads, and that would lower your subscription to just $199 monthly. Okay, and with that package, you're still on the first page of Google. You're still on the first page of Bing. We can get a website up and running for you. I mean, obviously, the site's supposed to cost extra, but I could get that included for free. And so, you know, with that, you know, it makes things a little bit more affordable to at least try it, and that way you can see how well it works for your business.
Okay.
You want to do that?
All right. Well, I have a couple of more questions here. Mm-hmm. Like I say, I'm just starting out with this crazy idea. I mean, I don't want to jump back into the workforce and go to work for another one of these HVAC and refrigeration companies. And, you know, and I've always worked commercial. I never jived very good with residential stuff. So these people that Google this up, you know, they're not going to be commercial people probably. They're going to be the same old people that need stuff done. So when you Google anything up in my area, even sit down and watch TV, you know, it comes up, you know, Bob Hamilton. It comes up Anthony, you know. We have four or five different big dogs in our area, and it just seems like when people think of HVAC or they have heating and cooling problems, they're the ones that pop into their mind. So how do you feel about whenever I pop up with those guys that they're going to call me instead of calling the big boy like Anthony Heating and Cooling that advertises all over the internet and television and everything else?
Mm-hmm. So one thing that we focus on is also conversion, okay? And I'm happy that you brought that up because, yes, our specialty is exposure, meaning putting George Riddle HVAC in front of a potential client that's looking to hire you at the time they need you. That's called, Google calls that a micro moment, right? But the second thing is I want to make sure that that client has that warm, fuzzy, comfortable feeling in hiring you prior to picking up the phone and calling you. So how we do that is by adding content, meaning we would, you know, help you with a logo, maybe put pictures on there, before and after photos, anything that would help you increase your credibility to a potential client. You know, for you, maybe putting that you have X number years of industry expertise because you said you worked for the big dogs in the past, right? So all of that is going to help. And then also making sure that once you're published on Google that you very quickly achieve a 5-star rating because, you know, on the first page of Google, what people are going to see at first glance is your business name. Your phone number will be up there on a click-to-call feature. Your website that we'll build for you will be connected, and reviews will become visible as they start coming in. So as soon as that Google listing is published, you'll get an email from us that will help you get that 5-star rating on Google. So all of that is going to increase your credibility and help you compete with those big dogs because a lot of people know that those big dogs, because they're corporate, they have advertising budgets, they have overhead, they have staff, they have work crews. So oftentimes those guys naturally are going to have a higher expense rate than someone that's a, you know, one-man operation like you. So not only can you do the job better, but probably you're going to be a little bit more affordable too because you don't have all that extra overhead. You know what I mean?
A little bit. I'm half the cost of them.
Really? Wow.
So,
okay.
So
yeah.
I can see this blowing up in my face.
Yep. And that's the beauty of this program is that it's all done where we help you pace the business coming in. So let's say that you get on the first page and people start finding out about you and it starts blowing up in your face and you get to the point where you're getting too many client calls, you can call in at any time and tell us to pause the listing, which means you can turn this on and off just like a faucet. So you can pause it. Or what some people do, George, is they ask us to pace the business coming in. So let's say hypothetically it's trending that you would get 18 to 25 new clients each month. That's probably biting off more than you can chew. It's not going to help
yes,
your
ma'am.
Business. It would potentially hurt your business, right? So sometimes
yes,
people
ma'am.
Tell us, you know, hey, all I want is 1 to 3 clients this month, or all I want is 5 to 7, but I want them to be a luxury client or a commercial business or someone that's willing to spend that top dollar for the quality service. So what we would do is we would hone in and focus on that by the keywords that we put you in, right? And then, you know, let's say that you're like, hey, I'm doing very well with this volume that I have, but I want to kind of open the floodgates a little bit and take on more, then all you have to do is let us know and we modify the keywords to focus on more keywords for you. you know? So that's the beauty of it. We're not going to just put you up there and then cross our fingers and hope that you get business. We'll work with you as a marketing company to make sure that each and every month you're achieving that high return on investment. Matter of fact, our goal is to make sure that every client of ours yields a minimum of a 10-to-1 return on investment. And with a program like this, it's a no-brainer because we're already putting you where that high revenue is generated. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I know exactly what you mean. So why are you messing with a little bitty fish like me? I'm two days into this, you know. I'm an old retired guy. Why wouldn't you put your efforts in someone else?
So,
you know, someone that could possibly guarantee you more money a month.
Premier partner to Google, we don't have an advantage of getting on a bigger company that pays us more money because we only work with one company per category per area to ensure the one client that we work with gets the maximum amount of exposure. So even if we brought one of those new those big guys on, they would be paying the same amount as you, and then they might not even qualify for the type of placement. Because I know that you're saying, you know, for instance, that Anthony's is doing a ton of advertising in the area, but when I type in HVAC for Columbia, Missouri, I don't even see them ranking on the first page. So sometimes what happens is there's a big company like that, because they're so big, they start getting an excess of negative reviews, and then sometimes that will even disqualify them from working with us. We have to monitor that very carefully. So even though you're a small guy and you're only a couple of days in getting started on this, you have industry expertise. You don't have anything negative posted against you, right? So that works for you in your favor and helps you to even qualify for this.
Yes, it does. And I would like to maintain that integrity.
Absolutely, and we want you to maintain that integrity too, which is why we help you pace the business that's coming in. There's no point that we would, you know, put you up there and overwhelm you, and then all of a sudden it starts hurting your business if you're not taking client calls and whatnot. So that's why I say we work with you and make sure that, you know, you're achieving that 10-to-1 return on investment, even when you're pacing it on a small scale. And, you know, there's no shortage of commercial, you know, HVAC need in the area. The problem is right now you have, you know, like I said, a weaker internet presence. So let's say that I was, you know, a director of commercial HVAC or a commercial business that needed your service. Let's say that I had, you know, a bunch of hotels in the area, for example, that needed, you know, some updates on their heating system, their refrigeration. And let's say I happen to come across a friend or a relative or a colleague that knows about you, right? Of course I'm going to hire you because that's word of mouth. That's the strongest recommendation you can get, right? But if I don't have that type of a personal connection, I'm going to just type into the computer what it is that I need. And this way you're still going to show up on top. You know, and that's why this works so well, because Google is the number one word of mouth provider worldwide, you know, and I know that you're going to absolutely love it. You'll be here at next year at this time if that's what you need, you know, a year and a couple of months to get your full retirement. You're going to stay with us long term because we're a performance-based company. But for someone like you, George, it also has to be very comforting to know that you can go month to month, track the jobs, track the revenue that you're receiving, and kind of pay as you go. You know, let's say that you tried this for a couple of months and somewhere down the road you ended up canceling and you didn't want to continue. Well, worst case scenario is you'll have a stronger, more dominant internet presence than you have right now, because everything that we built for you, you're always going to have that for your business. Meaning you're going to be fully optimized on Google and Bing. You're going to be, you know, accessible from the mobile platform. You'll be, you know, coming up from the iPhones, the Androids. Your website will be up and running. So if you ever cancel, obviously you're not going to be on the first page because that's the service that you pay us for. But even so, you're going to have a stronger, more dominant internet presence than you have right now.
Okay. Well, that all works fine and dandy, and, you know, that probably covers the most of the little fly-by-night guys running around doing residential stuff. You know, they got their little pickup and their logos on there and all that kind of stuff. So how do I target kind of a smaller commercial refrigeration and HVAC companies, you know, companies that need that specialty work done? Because, I mean, you know, basically I work for a company and we were the authorized service associates for this area, where we went out and we serviced and also did the warranty work for a lot of the major brands that, you know, build and install refrigeration stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So how do I target those companies? You know, I'm not interested in doing warranty work or anything like that. But I mean, if you have, like, you know, a Burger King, for instance, they have several under-the-counter reach-in refrigerators. They have upright refrigerators. They have walk-in coolers and freezers. How do I target that market?
Okay, great question. So what we do, should you decide to move forward, is we create what's called a client interview, okay, where our technician will call you and they'll go over your keywords, your service area, building your website and getting you placed. Then after the call, they say, okay, this client wants to focus on commercial HVAC and refrigeration. He wants to do service and maintenance and installation. So they go behind the scenes and they look at all the keywords in the area and they find out which ones are trending to bring the most commercial business. And then they program you into those specific keywords. Because, you know, somebody that's going to, you know, for instance, need a small refrigerator repair that's a homeowner, they're going to probably type in something different than what a big corporation like Burger King would type in, right? So that's the research that our technicians will do for you behind the scenes. And then after that client interview, you're going to get an email that says, okay, George, what we found is, based on what you want, these are the keywords that we're recommending. These are the ones that are going to do best for you. And then you're in the driver's seat. You can say, hey, that looks awesome, I want to go with those. Or you can say, no, I don't like those keywords, I want to add this one and that one. And then once you respond to the email, that's what they go with, and they start programming them for you. And then, like I said, you're never married to them. You know, down the road, if you ever wanted to increase your, you know, your business or start taking on more residential, less commercial, then they would ever, you know, go in and modify those. But what they'll do is they'll make sure that from the get-go that they're programming you into the, you know, right keywords that will bring you that type of work.
It's never a simple path, is it? You know, here I am, I'm just wanting to open up a little lemonade stand, you know, and sure enough, if I did, probably 60 motorcycle riders would show up and, you know, put me out of business because I wouldn't have enough lemonade.
Oh, you're
anyway,
funny.
Yeah.
Here's the thing, is let's say that you said, hey, I'm trying to get myself going, so I'm going to go and print out a flyer or a business card, and I'm going to go around my whole area to every business, and I'm going to put that in the hands of everyone that needs me, right? That's going to cost you a whole lot more than $6 a day to do that, right? You're going to have to pay for the material costs, then you're going to have to pay for gas, you're going to have to be going around, and then the companies that are getting your information, unless they need the service right then and there, that idea kind of gets stuck on the back burner. And we all know what happens to ideas that are stuck on the back burner, right? So that's the beauty of this program, is that Google has found a strategic way to put, you know, George Riddle HVAC in front of those clients that are looking to hire you at the time that they need you. And, you know, if you do that $199 pricing, I mean, for $6 a day, like I said, you can't even do that on your own for a cheaper rate. You know what I mean? Because you'll be spending a lot more money in your time spent.
That's true. Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
Yep. And I don't know 100% how this Angie's going to work out.
What I would do is, you already got something good off of it, right? So don't throw in the towel on it automatically, but definitely keep tabs on the leads that they're sending you, because I had a lady once that she signed up for them and she paid like their annual subscription rate, and she thought that it was all inclusive, and she was like, oh, I'm fine. I signed up for Angie's List. Everything's fine. And I said, oh, you know you're paying per lead, right? And she said, no, they just charged me for the whole year. I said, well, how many leads did you take so far? And she said, oh, about 85. I said, okay, well, will you do me a favor and check your bank account? She came back on the phone in a panic. She said, oh, my gosh, they took out over $1,000 already. I have to get off the phone. I have to call them. So just be very, very careful with those guys, because if you get to a point where they're charging you for bogus leads or something that's in an incorrect category, let's say that someone calls you and they say they need their car detailed and you don't even do that. You do HVAC and refrigeration, right? Call them and let them know, because they're good at giving you credits for that. The problem is sometimes those things happen frequently and it becomes hard to manage. Also, you have a right to put your leads on pause with them for a couple of weeks at a time, I think. So you could always, just say, hey, I'm going to leave those leads on pause until I find out for sure that it's working, because you don't want to, like her, spend thousands of dollars before you realize that it's not. You know what I mean? It'd be better if you try it on a smaller scale, put the leads on pause, and then you could always, based on what you're getting off of it, maybe, take on more here and there. But once this kicks in, you're not even going to have to buy leads anymore, because why would you when people are calling you directly? You know what I mean?
That's true. And their lead pricing, there's no rhyme, reason, or theory as to the number, the amount that they come up to charge you.
Exactly. Yeah, and then imagine they're charging you and then like five or six other guys that same rate. That's how they're making their money, So that's the thing that becomes frustrating. You might call someone that says, oh, no, I already got it handled. I talked to Michael so-and-so earlier, and he's coming out, So now you just paid money for a lead that you can't do anything with because they've already sold it to so many other companies, And that's the beauty about our company. Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
Yeah, Fortunately, that hadn't happened to me yet, but yes, you are right. That is a possibility that can happen.
Right, exactly. Yeah, so that's why I say, overall they're a good service. Just kind of, take it with a grain of salt and be very careful with it initially until you know if it's, creating that solid return on investment for you. Now,
is there any lead company out there that's on the up and up? I've looked into Angie's List, which I'm a member of now. There's Thumbtack and there's several other ones out there, but I don't know if there's one specifically that anybody has had good luck with.
Google has an exclusive lead program that is very, very successful. It's fairly new. It just came out earlier in the year, about April or May of this year, but you wouldn't qualify for it yet. It's available in your area. But in order to qualify for it, you have to have a verified Google listing with at least 5 5-star reviews. So once you get those 5 5-star reviews on the Google listing, I can always call you back and give you pricing on it. It's an excellent program. The reason it works so much better than Angie Leads or Thumbtack or any of those other guys is those companies are, selling the lead to multiple companies. Google has found a strategic way where the lead only comes to you. And the reason they call it Google Guaranteed is you'd have to, when the time comes, you'd have to pass a background check. Once that background check is passed, Google actually guarantees your work up to $2,000 per client. So if you ever got
something,
disgruntled, client that calls you up and they're demanding their money back, you would just submit that claim to Google, and if it's a valid claim, Google would refund the $2,000. So with our Google Guarantee program, we charge just a one-time $250 non-refundable application fee. And then once you're approved, they start the lead. Which, again, I can give you pricing on that when the time comes. I wouldn't want to give it to you yet because you can't run that program until you have the verified Google listing with the five-star reviews, which that's what that $199 package would do. It would get you up and running there, get the Google listing, help you get reviews, build a website for you, the whole nine yards, right? And then once that's rolling, you know, I can always put a note in here that we're going to call back and talk about the lead program through Google.
That's cool.
Yeah, so, George, I'll send you a confirmation email. What's the best email address to use?
geo.3440@gmail.com.
Is your birthday March 4th?
How'd you? No.
Oh, okay. I thought maybe it was 3-4 was standing for March 4th.
No, it's a... Last four of my social security number.
Oh, okay. The reason I asked is my birthday is March 4th. I'm like, that would have been crazy if we both had the same birthday.
No. I'm waiting for good old February 20th to get here. So, you know.
February 20th. That's awesome. My dad's birthday is the 24th of February, so I won't forget you. You're close to him. 4 days apart.
Yeah.
That's neat. Now, for the business name, do you want me to put George Riddle HVAC and Refrigeration, or do you want it to show? Okay, that's what I thought.
Yeah, I have a bunch of business. See, my wife, my number two ex-wife. Anyway, she's an admin person. She's kind of a little boober and shaker, and she's got a network of friends and everything. So. I mean, while I was working full time, we started doing some stuff on the side for friends, you know, just favor deals. And then the next thing you know, I wasn't even sure where I lived. I mean, I was completely covered up in the matter of about 2 to 3 months.
Really?
So I had to start stopping it, slowing it down. You know, it just got so ridiculous. So. I've got a book full of invoices and a box full of business cards.
Good for you. Okay. So you can still, you can still use all that stuff now that you're ramping up again. That's great. That's really good.
That's exactly what, And the last couple of people I talked to, they didn't, they liked the idea that that was just my name, that they were dealing. It made them feel like they were dealing with an actual person and they weren't just another number in a company.
Yes. Yeah, I like that too. I like the home-based businesses or the small businesses that have a business, the owner's name in it, because that tells me that there's so much more morals and ethics put into all the work because your name is behind it. You know, I like even the family-run businesses, anything like that, it always, adds to your credibility, obviously,
Well, you've heard that old saying, guy gets to telling other people, I need this and I need that. And the one guy speaks up and he says, well, you need my guy. Everybody likes to have their guy.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'm that guy. So if I can be that guy, I found out that's promoted my business exponentially. And, just like the people I left from this morning. The guy says, he's our guy now. He's our guy. So,
oh, my gosh. How cute. I love that. That's really good.
Yeah, everybody likes to have their guy. And, they like that comfort of being able to call their guy up and say, hey, this is what I got,
Yeah. Maybe we could brand that for you some way online, call George, he'll be your guy or something like that, and then create some kind of funny little logo that people can remember. I think that that's a great idea, because why not help with branding? That'll help you tremendously. When my mom years ago used to work for a necktie company, she's from Copenhagen, Denmark, and that's where the Little Mermaid statue is. So she had on her business card a little mermaid statue wearing a necktie. And people never forgot her. Every time they saw her, they knew, you know, here comes Eva from Denmark and she sells the neckties, you know. So it's always great. You know, I like that. You know, call George. He'll be your guy. I think that's so cool. So then, like I said, create
a
logo that goes with it.
Well, we have an attorney, a local attorney in our area, Mike D. Pasquale or something like that.
Yeah.
You know, and his logo is, I got this.
Oh.
Anytime you have anything go wrong, call Mike. He's got this.
I like that, too. Yeah, that's confidence. Yeah, yeah, that shows he's the guy. I like that. That's very confident. So I'll put some notes in here for the technician so that they kind of are on the same page there. I want them to kind of help you brand that way, you know, a little bit at least. Now, I have a question about the address, 18011 East State Route 78. Is that a physical address where you can receive mail?
Yes, this is my personal residence.
Okay. I'm going to have Google send you a 5-digit PIN code to that address, George. It will be there within 5 to 10 business days, and it's a very important part of the process. So just please make sure that once they, you know, once you get that, that you get it back to us. It's very, very important. What's happening there behind the scenes is that Google will protect you as a small business from a large corporation trying to come into your backyard and steal clients. So the only way you can get on the first page locally is to have an address. So once they send you that 5-digit code and we submit it to them, now they trust you and they say, okay, this is a valid business in the area and we can publish them. Now, when you're published, the address will be hidden because it's a residence. But the nice thing is that you'll actually be trustworthy to Google. So now, did you want to set this up using a debit or a credit card? What works best?
Neither one works best for me, but I guess if I'm going to see if this is going to work, I'm going to have to come up with something, aren't I?
Yeah, we accept Visa, MasterCard, American Express, and Discover. So all major debit and credit cards, whatever works best.
Okay. Well, I see one laying on the table here. Maybe it still has enough on it. I can squeeze something on it.
Okay, we'll try. For the one that's sitting on the table there, do you think it's the same billing address?
It is the same billing address.
It is? Okay, and does your name read on there, George Riddle, or is there a middle name or initial?
It reads George L. Riddle.
George L. Riddle. Okay, and then I'm ready for the card number whenever you are.
Card number is 5424.
Okay.
1807.
Got it.
4984. 1240. My go-to card.
Okay. 1240. Excellent. MasterCard?
The MasterCard. Yep. Expires 04 of 25.
04 of 25. And the little code on the back?
Why do you need that little code?
Oh, that's the...
I mean, Angie's List didn't need that code, and they immediately pinged my card before you could, you know, snap your fingers.
Jeez. Well, that's the CVV.
I know
code.
It.
We can't process without it, but we are a Verisign Secure company for transactions over
Angie's,
the phone up to $100,000. If they're running payments without that code, I would think that there's something not legal about that, because I've never heard of a company being able to even process anything without that code. But
I never gave that code to Angie's List, and I actually used my debit card, and it pinged, my debit card pinged my phone and my iPad, and it immediately pinged it just about time
God.
I was hanging up with the guy. I know it.
That's scary.
But,
I've never heard of, you know, I had one thing happen to me like that in the past, which blew my mind. I got a notification from the bank that, you know, there was some kind of legal breach and they were going to send me a new card and, you know, deactivate my old one. I'm like, okay, I didn't have any fraud on my account. I wasn't worried about it. It was just a little inconvenient. You know, when I get the new card, I have to call everybody that's on an automatic renewal and update it, right? Well, I started getting emails from Netflix saying, hey, you need to update your card. And I kind of thought, well, I don't really need Netflix anymore, so I'll just ignore it. I don't need to update the card. And do you know, they got the new card number and started charging me, and I don't know how they got it. It was the weirdest thing because I never called them and updated. It was a fresh card that the bank sent me. So that was another time that I'm like, I still don't know how that happened, but it did, you know.
That's not right.
It was not right. Yeah. But you know what? I ended up keeping Netflix after that because I kind of thought, well, I don't use it too much, but my grandkids do. When they come over, they love to watch all the movies and the cartoons. And so I ended up keeping it. It's only like $10 a month or something. It wasn't a big charge. But it, to this day, it just blew my mind how they got the new card information. It was really strange. So... But,
wild, isn't it? The wonderful world of credit cards. Anyway, well, my CVV number, whatever it is 306.
Okay, 306. So now what I'm going to do is go through a voice verification recording, and then I will create the appointment for my technician to call you to go over your keywords and get you set up. Some of this is a little bit repetitive of what I just asked you. It's going to have you repeat your business name and whatnot, so just kind of bear with me. It says, to ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
You're asking me to do that now?
Yes, please.
George L. Riddle, HVAC and Refrigeration.
Okay, thank you. Please state your name and title with the company.
George L. Riddle, owner.
And are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of your business?
Yes.
You're also an authorized user on the billing of the account, correct?
Yes.
Okay. To get results as fast as possible, it is important that you're actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from Local Splash?
Yes.
Okay, and then in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah.
So the keyword there.
I don't really plan on doing anything else.
Right. So Pardon? I said the keyword there is additional. We already know you have Angie's. That doesn't conflict with this. But let's say somebody calls you and says, oh, we need more money to update your Google listing. First of all, no one's going to charge you any more money to update it because that's all inclusive with this program. But let's say you did get involved with something that's additional to what you're doing with us. Just let us know so we make sure it doesn't conflict with the program that we're doing. But like you said, you're not going to need to do anything else online anyway, right? But just in case, I just wanted to let you know.
Well, I'm just wanting to let you know this is really going to upset the ADIQ guy that's going to call me tomorrow.
Well, you know what? You just tell him, hey, I'm doing my marketing with Tina at Local Splash. If you need anything, you have to talk to her. You know, he's not going to call me because he's a competitor, but it's a good way for you to kind of defer that call away from yourself. That way you don't have to deal with him, you know. So now the payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today, December 5th, in the non-refundable amount of just $199. When your term is complete, your agreement will automatically renew each month on the fifth day in the amount of $199. You may discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support. To prevent charges for your next month of service, contact client support at least 3 business days before your next billing is due. Do you agree to the renewal and cancellation terms?
Well, I'm just going to tell you up front, I'm not really happy with that automatic renewal.
Okay. So you know what I could do to help you there a little bit, George, because I know where you're coming from.
Send me an email reminding me.
Yes, I can set up a recurring email reminder maybe on the first of each month just saying, hey, George, Local Splash will bill on the 5th. That way if you decide not to continue, you can call us before you're charged, okay?
So this is my credit card that I use as my slush fund. So basically my trash guy, my insurance guys and everything like that come out and That would help quite a bit, though, that if I knew, you know, a little bit before it was going to come out, at least for the first few months here anyway.
So do you think the first would be enough time, or would you rather have me do it, like, maybe a week before? I mean, because your billing date will be on the 5th.
A week before.
A week before. Okay, you got it. So.
Yeah. All my stuff comes out right around the first of the month. All my credit card bills, everything.
Okay. So we'll
mortgage, everything.
I'll email you each month a week before the 5th,
okay,
which is the 28th. So the 28th of each month, you'll get the reminder that you have a payment coming up on the 5th of the next month. Okay. So let me put a little note in here to set that up. And then for your client interview, that's going to take about 20, maybe 30 minutes. I have an appointment coming up at 12 noon today, which is like in 30 minutes. Would that work, or do you want to see what's available later?
No, that'll work.
That'll work. Okay, so what I'm going to do, George, is block out an entire hour from 12 to 1 o'clock Central, and that's just in case my technician's prior appointment runs a little bit over and they call you at 12:15. Don't panic. They're going to call you sometime within that hour, okay? And then lastly, because I got you special pricing that is not available to the general public, I want you to just go in there and acknowledge it with your e-signature, and that will ensure that you're grandfathered into this rate and that it never goes up. So did you get a little text message from me right now saying thank you for choosing Local Splash?
I got a text message. I don't know if it was from you or not.
Let me see. Yep, it says it went out at 11:30, so you should have just gotten there. So there's a little link in that text, George, that says click here to accept your subscription terms. All you have to do is click on the link, scroll to the bottom. I think there's two little boxes that you're going to have to check, one to show that you're authorized, one to show that you know, get text messages. And then you'll plug your name in and hit confirm signature. Please include the middle initial L because that's on the billing. So if you just put in George Riddle, it's going to bump you out. So put it in exactly the way that you see it. And when you hit confirm signature, it will ask you for a username and password. I don't want you to worry about any of that right now. That will be provided for you after the client interview. But my main thing is just getting your pricing locked in.
Okay.
Yeah, I hope I didn't make it confusing. It's actually a lot simpler. It takes like
I mean, you know, I've been on the phone with you ever since I drove and left Olathe, which is about an hour. So.
Oh wow!
Yeah.
Wow.
My phone's been blowing. My phone's been blowing up ever since. So.
Okay.
I mean, to make just one little point, it seems like it's a 3 or 4 minute deal.
Yep.
So you want me to go into which one of these?
The text that says, thank you for choosing Local Splash.
Okay.
And then there's a
link. There's three text messages.
Yep.
There's
the
three
one,
text messages there for you guys.
The one that's the second one is the one you need. There's going to be one that says, welcome, Local Splash. Then there's one that says, George, thank you for choosing Local Splash. That's the one I want you to open.
Welcome, welcome. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So click on that link, right?
Yep, click on the link, and that's going to take you to a page that says Local Splash Terms of Experience.
Got it.
Just scroll all the way to the bottom, and you'll see those two little boxes that you have to check. Once you check those, I think there's going to be a blue check mark that pops up. And then under that, by the orange arrow, you just plug in your name, George L. Riddle, and then you hit confirm. And then once you get that prompt for the username and password, that's your sign that it went through okay.
Wait a minute. You said it'd kick me out if I didn't put my middle name in there, right?
Yes, not the middle name, just the initial, because you can see on top of where it's having you type in your name, it shows George L. Riddle. So just type it in so that it matches. You're there. Okay, good. I love it. So that piece of the puzzle's done. So now our toll-free number is on those texts, George. So if you need anything moving forward, you can call us. And then anytime you call in, just hit option one. Anyone that answers the phone can help you. If you want to talk to me directly, my name is Tina, and I'm at extension 777. So once you plug in that 777, it'll ring directly to my desk, okay?
Yeah.
All right, so you're good to go. Since you've been on the phone for quite a while, I want to let you go because you have about a 30-minute break before the technician calls you. So welcome aboard, George. I'm so glad that it worked out. I know that you'll absolutely love this program. So have a very, very profitable year, and then my technician will call you, you know, sometime between 12 and 1, okay?
Yeah.
All right, and have a great rest of your day, too. Hello? Oh.
Yes.
Oh, okay. I was just making sure you were there. I said have a nice day, too, okay? Do you have any other questions for me?
No, I don't think so.
Okay, awesome. All right, so stand by for that technician call and have a nice rest of your week, George. We'll be talking to you soon.
Is there a number that he has that I can get?
The number is on the text messages. Do you want to write our number down just to be safe so you have it?
No.
Okay.
No, this technician that's going to call me.
So the technician that's going to call you, I don't know who that is yet. We have a department over there. There's about six or seven options. But what I did was I plugged your name in the calendar from 12 to 1. So whichever one is available and not tied up with another client is going to call you. But once they call you, you can get their direct extension from them. I just don't know which one it's going to be because we have a couple of options.
You don't understand because you're on the telephone all day long.
Yeah.
I'm not on the telephone all day long. I'm almost ready to turn 65. So between people trying to sell me solar panels, Medicare and Medicaid, A, B, C, and D, and half of other freaking things under the sun, and then me signing up with this Angie List. How did you get my name? So see, it's been nothing but basically, and pardon my French, a shitstorm for the last week. My telephone never shuts off.
I see.
So I didn't automatically delete his app. I was thinking maybe if I had a telephone number that I could recognize, it would make it easier. But I'll just go ahead and keep answering all my calls.
Okay. Yeah, and you know what I could do, George? If you want, when they set up your website and your Google listing, we could put a call tracking number on there that will help eliminate some of those spam calls. So how that works, it's not going to cost you extra. I can put it on there for free. But they would purchase a brand new 816 area code, and when people call it, it will forward over to your number. And the reason it eliminates spam callers is we'll put a press 1, press 2 greeting on there. You know, thank you for calling George Riddle HVAC and Refrigeration. If you're a new customer, press 1. If you're an existing customer, press 2. Both options will ring over to you. But a lot of those spam calls, like you say, solar panels and all these other things, they're computer generated. So they can't press 1 or 2. So those calls will fall off. And when you're connected, you actually have a live person on the other end. So if you want, I can put a little note in here for the technician to set that up for you too, okay?
That's fine.
Okay, you got it. All right, we'll be talking to you shortly. Have a great day. Bye-bye now.
Bye.